ಶನ್ನಮಿತ್ರಶಂವರುಣಃ ಶನ್ನಭವತ್ತರ್ಯಮಾ ಶನ್ನಇಂದ್ರೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿಃ ಶನ್ನೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುರುರುಕ್ರಮಃ ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ವಾಯೋ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಋತಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತನ್ಮಾಮವತು ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಾರಮವತು ಅವತು ಮಾಂ ಅವತು ಭಕ್ತಾರಂ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಯ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣೇ ಅವತಾರ ವರಿಷ್ಠಾಯ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ತೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಜಗತಾಂ ಶರಣ್ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸಮಾಧಿನಿಷ್ಠಂ ತಚ್ಚಿಷ್ಯವರ್ಯಂ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮಂ ಚ ಗುರುರಿವಾನ್ ನಿತ್ಯಮಹಂ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಸರ್ವಮಂಗಲಮಾಂಗಲ್ಯೇ ಶಿವೇ ಸರ್ವಾರ್ಥಸಾಧಿಗೇ ಶರಣ್ಯೇ ತ್ರ್ಯಂಬಕೆ ಗೌರೀ ನಾರಾಯಣಿ ನಮಸ್ತುತೇ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ಪ್ರಣತಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಆಪದಾಪಹರ್ತಾರಂ ದಾತಾರಂ ಸರ್ವಸಂಪದಾಂ ಲೋಕಾಭಿರಾಮಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಂ ಭೂಯೋ ಭೂಯೋ ನಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ ಭೂಯೋ ಭೂಯೋ ನಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಭಕ್ತವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯಜಲಧೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದರೂಪಿಣಃ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯರಾಜಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನೋಸ್ತಿ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ. ನವ ಯೋಗೀಶ್ವರೋಂ ಕಾ ಸಮಾಧ್ ಚಲ್ ರಹಾ ಹೈ. ದಿ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ನಿಮಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ನೈನ್ ಯೋಗೀಶ್ವರಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹರಿ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್. ದಿ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ದ ಭಾಗವತ ಧರ್ಮಾಸ್ the dharmas, the laws, the various moral, ethical and philosophical laws to be observed by a devotee, by a sincere devotee. What are those laws? And he says, the laws can be known by seeing which are all the qualities which the Lord likes a lot. He said, Nakama karma bijanam yasya cheti sambhavam. There should not be even the least sign of a desire starting from the heart, nip it in the bud. So they should never arise at all here. The action starts from desires. So karma bija is kama. The bija for karma is kama. Na kama karma bijanam isya cheti sambhavam. It starts from the heart. It should never start at all. And that should be there. See, once there is a great king. He fell into bad times. And is enemies invaded the country and he was sent out. The king came out and joined a line of beggars in some country, in some area, in some state, and he was happy. He will go, stand in a line, beg, take his food, and he was very happy. 20 years passed. He was a young boy at the time, he was more than, he was just 16 to 18 when he was sent out. But now another 20 years have passed, he is 36, 37. One day, a wakil approached him. He said, "Your great-grandfather anticipated that the day may come when you will become a pauper. And he has left a lot of money in my custody." He said, "When you are above 35, that money should be given to you. So, you come along with me to my house, I'll give you all the papers and you will be greater than a king. Even a king cannot be as rich as you will be. As it has gathered a lot of interest by this time, the money is huge. You and I, if it were the case, they even said, where is the taxi?" But he hesitated and then he said, "Sir, give me 2 days' time, I will let you know. Give me just 2 days' time, I will have to think over it and I will let you know." What is that to think over it? He had absolutely no desires now. He had been so accustomed to live a life of taking, begging from the people and the rest of the time sitting and just thinking of God. So all desires have all gone away from his heart. He was absolutely satisfied with his life of a beggar. And when he told, just to escape from him, he said, "Give me 2 days' time." The wakil said, "There's a condition in that, in those papers. If you say that I want a day's time or 2 days' time, give him immediately. So I will have to give you just now then. I brought all the members. You need not come to my house." Oh my Lord. Then he said, "Okay, I'm just coming. I'll just go to the bathroom." He went behind and ran away. That's the case where absolutely no desire has ever touched his heart. It never sprouted in his heart. And he's only thinking of the Lord. Vasudeva Iganilayam Savi Bhagavatottamaham. He's the best of the devotees. He's completely dependent on the Lord. Iganilayaha, there's his house, there's everything for him. He's completely rooted in the Lord. And I would say, this also suits the next one. Tribhavana vibhavahetame pyakuntamatihim ajitatma sukhadivir vimagyate labana chalati bhagavat padaravindate lava nimishardhamapi savaishnavagriyam. Who is the one? Yes, there are so many devotees. Whom will you call number one? Number one is that one whose mind does not move away from the Lord's holy feet. Bhagavat Padaravindat. Lava Nimisha Ardhamapi. Nimishardha means half a minute. Lava means a small dot out of that. For even for a small, a part of a second, his mind doesn't move. And he's number one. Now, he has told the king, Nimi is now asking another question. "Sir, what is Maya? What are these qualities? Please tell us." They say, "Oh, I am bound by Maya, I am bound by Maya." What do you mean by being bound? Nobody has brought a rope and bound you. You go to your office. Instead of office, if you want to go to cinema, you can go. Or you can go to your friend's house. You can come to Haridwar, Dehradun. You are free. What do you mean by binding? What does binding mean? Binding means to limit your capacity. Where am I limited? If I want, I can take jalebi. If I want, I can take samosa. Who prevents me? No. There are three major limitations for every one of us. That is, one is space. We are limited by space. Second is, we are limited by time. And third is, we are limited by objects. Desha, Kala, Vastu, Avachinna. We are all limited by all these three. What do you mean by Desha Avachinna? That you are bound by space. I can sit here, I can sit here. What are you talking? Where is the limitation? No. At present, I am here in Haridwar. I am not in Bangalore. I am not in Tiruvannamalai in Ramanashrama. Thus, space has said, yes, you can be here only in Haridwar. So, I am not even in Vashyaguha. I am not even in Rishikesh. I am bound here. Thus it is thus that space has bound me. How time has bound me? I am bound by space in this way. I am bound by time in this way. I was born in 1928. In the year 1925, there was no Shantananda in his Purvashram. In 1920, I was not there. Okay. What about 2080? I'll be more than 180 years old, 150 years old. So I won't be there. You will not find me. Now, where is Ramakrishna Paramahamsa? Where is Ramana? Where are all these things? Where is my great grandfather? Where is my father? They are no longer there. They have been cut. Yes, up to this year you will live and no more. My time has been cut. My time has been cut in the beginning. I am not there before 1928. And I will not be there after 2080. So, it has been cut both ways. So, these are the biggest bindings. In other words, all these things have happened because we are born. We are born in a limited area. I am born to a particular father. I can't say that I am born to somebody else. This object. The object called my father, he has limited me. That you are born only in a Shastri's house. You are not born in a Varma's house. You are not born in Shivastav's house. You are born here only to this one Shastri. Particular. So, this is object. Similarly, Mr. Krishnamurti is sitting there. I am not sitting there. I am sitting here. So, he has controlled me. Here I am. You can't come here. I am sitting here. So, this is one object which has impeded the other object from coming there and occupying. Thus, these are the three things which are supposed to bind us. All these things come because of our taking birth after birth and doing some actions. The actions create punya and papa, merits and sins. I do some good things, I get some merits or punya. I do some other deeds which are wicked deeds and I have to get my punishment for that. So I am born here. So all these, this birth and death have come out of action. the action has got a reaction called either punishment or reward, according as you did something wicked or something very good, that will redound to the auspiciousness or to the good of other people. I've done something very good, then I deserve something. I get a double promotion. I get a deputation with twice the pay. Well, where from this has come? I never deserved it. I never tried for it. It has come to me. So these are all the reactions of the past. You call it as also prarabdha.
Tattat karma, karmani karma bhikurvanne, sanimittani deha bhrite, tattat karma phalam grinhanne, brahmatiga sukhetaram.
So as such, because of the karma phala, in order to experience the result of the bad and good deeds, you are taking birth. Is it only for 2 days? At least 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, you are there. Within 80 years, you do further actions. You do further good actions and further bad actions, a few good, a few bad. And as a result, you earn some merits or punya, you earn some bad results, these punishments for the papas or the sins you have done. So thus, again another birth, again another birth. Thus, a chain of births and deaths is built up. It goes on forever. So, and as a result, we are going on, coming round to this world again and again. And what sort of a world? Sukhetaram. It is not sukha. It is not happiness. It is something other than happiness. All unhappiness, it is full of unhappiness, and we are coming back into this world. And then he says, we live here, how long will we be coming back? Till that final pralaya, the deluge takes place, then for 100 years the rain is going on, and you suffer during those rains, and all these things have been described.
Yeshamaya Bhagavatam Sargasthityantakarini.
So this is the Maya of the Lord, which creates, which sustains, and which takes away this form when the time is up to be in this world, in this empirical world. Then the next question, it is an obvious sequel. The king is asking, sir, how to get out of this Maya? Please tell us. It is not enough if we describe it. How to get out of this Maya?
Yathaitam Ishwarim Mayam Dustaram Akritatmabhihi.
See, people who are very clever, who have been doing their bhakti and who are great bhaktas, for them it is easy. And how much percentage they form? Not even 5%, not even 10%. The rest is all akritatma bhi. We have done nothing for ourselves. So those people who have done nothing for themselves, who have not been able to control their mind, an ordinary man, how will he be able to get rid of this Maya?
And he says, well, boy, you have now seen people who are living a very ordinary household life without ever thinking of God at all. And what do they do?
Nityartidena vittena durlabhena atmanyunam griha apatya apta pashubhi ka apriti sarite ishtalaihi. Well, we resort to all sort of chala. Chala means crookedness, cunningness, all sorts. Even deceiving somebody
we come to deceit. Why? What for you are doing it? Nitya tidyena vityena. I want to earn a lot of money. And this money, every day it is giving me trouble. Nitya artidyena. Every day it doesn't keep me happy. I get money, and the next day from somewhere the income tax comes to know that I have shown the cost is only 20 lakhs, but actually I have built it 100 lakhs, where from the rest of the money came, so they are coming to investigate. Trouble. Thus you are getting trouble everywhere. Nitya artidyena vityena. Then griha apatya apta pashubhi. Only to maintain your house, to maintain your sons and daughters, apatya, apta, to please your friends, pashubhi, in order to keep some of those cows and all that in your house. Yes, you do all sorts of crookedness and do it. What is the use? Can you take any one of them when you go up? You can't. So he says, what should I do to get rid of this Maya? Well, one thing is very essential, which has been repeating again and again and again. And that is, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyate Jigyasu Shayatmanim Shabde Pare Janishnatam Brahman Upasamashriyam. He has to go and completely surrender himself to a guru, to a preceptor, to a teacher, to a master. If he wants to know the highest good, how to remove the Maya and reach the Lord, he has to go to a living guru. And that guru, how should he be? Chabde pare janishnatam. He should be completely a master in Vedas. Not only that, beyond that, a stage will come when you will have to leave all the Vedas and go up. And that is the Vedanta. This is our philosophy. Shadde pare janishnatam brahman upasamashrayam. He is completely satisfied with the Brahman. He is the only support. He does not take support from his neighbor. He does not take support from his brother who is in America and who is earning a lot. His only support is the Lord. He is the only ashray. He is the only support. And what will he do with that guru? Tatra bhagavatam dharmani shichyet gurvatma devataham. And you should know that Guru, Self and God, they are all equal. They are all the same. The Self is God, whom we call as God. And He Himself has come as a Guru to you. Each one gets the Guru he deserves. And whomsoever he may be, he has to think that he has got the best Guru in the world. It is Lord Himself who has come in that form. Only when He believes in it, then He will get the full result. He need not go and try to convince everybody else, I got a Guru who is a God. There is no question, everybody's Guru is a God, as far as He is concerned. But not for others. Need not be for others. Gurvatma Devadaham. Then, Amayanavrityaye Trushedatma Atmadohari. It is the Lord who will take you to yourself. Ultimately, the Self is the only reality. Who is the Self? You. You are the only reality. And the Lord will take you to that reality. Sarvato manaso sangam adu sanganja sadhushu. Everywhere, with anything, whatever it is, have asanga. Do not have any attachment to anything. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, it comes in the Chaitanya Bhagavata. His first shishya, Sanatana Goswami, he was a minister with a Mughal king. He runs away from there because the king is not prepared to spare him. He comes to him, then Mahaprabhu gives him sannyas and then gives him a lot of advice. One of the advice I remember, he said, "Look here, my boy, never sit under the same tree for meditation under which you have sat yesterday. If you sit for 2 days consecutively, you will think, oh, this is mine. You will go and sit there." This is what happened. Yes, Swamiji came to Vastagua, and near the Ganges there is a very big stone, very nice to sit. He was sitting there 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. On the 7th day, the dhobi who used to come with all his clothes there, who used to consider it his own, he has been coming for the last 5 years there. He came in first, with respect he said, "Swamiji, please get up and vacate this mine. How is it yours? Is it written there? It is yours? It is mine. I have been sitting here for the last 6 days." Now, he gave him a thapad. Just he gave him a slap. And further there is a story. The story is, he began to say, "Govinda." The Lord was playing with his wife. "Oh, some devotee is in trouble. He just left her as it is." And he began to run. He came up to the gate and returned. His wife asked, "Why?" "I thought my shishya is calling me. But I found my shishya himself, he gave another slap to that dhobi. Now I don't know who is the dhobi and who is my devotee. So let them take care of themselves." That's all. As he said, a complete dependence on the Lord. You can't afford to use your own hand and depend on your hand. That's all. 100% dependence. Then, what you do? Adu asangam. Asangam at the end. Adu sanganja sadhu. In the beginning, you should have an attachment towards all the sadhus. Wherever there are holy men, wherever there are great devotees of the Lord, you go and keep company with them. You need not even hear what they say. Be in their presence and imbibe their vibrations. Even that is perhaps enough. So, adho sanganja sadhu. Then where to lead? Then hearing all their lectures and seeing as to how they live absolutely detached. You will yourself imbibe those qualities. Then automatically, satsangat nisangatam, then that absolute detachment, everything, automatically it comes. Then what you should do? Saucham tapastitriksham vamonam swadhyaya marjamam brahmacharyamayam sancha samatvam dundasangyohom. You should be very clean and neat at all time. If you are dirty, it's against all spirituality. The next is, you have to meditate. You have to meditate a lot. Tapaha. Because only by that, tapaha means a concentration. So whatever you do not know, you concentrate, then it will reveal itself. Bhrigu, the son of Varuna, he goes to his father, Varuna. Adihi Bhagavah Brahmeti. Please, people are telling there is a Brahman. I don't know. Please tell me what is the Brahman. He says, "No, I can't tell you. Tapasa Brahma Vijyasa Swam Tapo Brahmeti Satapo Tapyata." He said, "No, I can't tell you. You have to learn it yourself by concentrating on that. Go on concentrating. This Brahman, what is it? Will it reveal itself to me?" Then one day it will release itself, it will reveal itself in all its fullness. That's what will happen. So tapasya is very important, concentration, meditation. Then titiksha. What is titiksha? Saharam sarva dukkhanam. Apratikara purvakam. You see, some dukkha has come. Say, I got some illness, some strong illness. Don't go to the doctor and try to remove it. Apratikara purvakam. Without seeking any remedy, you should accept it or let it be there for some time. Apratikara purvakam. Not only that, then chinta vilaparahitam. You should not be worried. Yes. Guru told me, so I was sleeping in the terrace all these days. It is winter time. I make it pneumonia. I am already having some problems of balgam. So don't worry about it. You there, you are able to tolerate it. And then don't be worried inside your mind. What will happen? I don't know, it could be even double pneumonia. So don't have chinta. Then the next is, you don't go on and tell everybody, Mr. Krishnamurti, day for study because my guru told, I went and slept. I might get even pneumonia, but my guru told, so I have to do it. So don't go and bemoan to all others that what you did. Simply keep quiet. And this is called titiksha. It's very difficult. Simply, saharam sarva dukkhanam is the only extent we can do. But the other portions is more difficult. Then, not only this, what you should do is sarvatra Atma Ishwaren Vichan. Everywhere you should see God internally. Don't go in just to think, oh God, you have come. If you go to a donkey, it will only kick you. So don't go and do it. Kriya Advaitam Nakuryat. Never do Advaita in practice. It's only the bite. Till you reach such a stage where you are beyond it all. That's all. And what else? Shravanam kirtanam dhyanam hare radbhuta karmanam janma karma guna nanche tadarthi akhila cheshtitam. Go and hear about the Lord. He is telling some Bhagavata, some Ramayana. You go and hear. Wherever they are talking about the Lord, you go and hear. Then you yourself do the kirtan. Go on taking the Lord's name and dance, sing. Dhyanam, sit and meditate. Of whom? Hare Radbhuta Karmana. The Lord's actions are mysterious. You can never predict what He is going to do next minute. And His actions are all wonderful, marvelous. So you think of Him at all times. And think of how He incarnated as a Krishna, how He was born as a Krishna, and what all the deeds He did as a Krishna, janma, karma. Then, tadarthe akhila cheshtitam. Whatever you do, you say, Narayana yeti samarpayami. It is all being dedicated. Lord, it's all yours. You did, I never did. I am nobody. So you should be able to deny your kartapana. That is, that I am the doer. Leave off the doership. Then automatically when you are not the doer, you will not say, please give me the result. When you didn't do, how can you give the result? When you didn't write the exam. So how can I give you pass mark? So whoever wrote, he will get it. That's all. Tadarthe akhila cheshtitam. So daran sudan grihan pranan yat parasmai nivedanam. Everybody you just dedicate to the Lord. Lord, I hand them over to you, it is for you. give them the complete power of attorney regarding your house, regarding your children, regarding your wife, regarding your investments, everything you leave it to him. That's all. To the highest. Thus, then what will you do? Bhaktya sanjatiyam. At that time the bhakti, it increases. How do you know? Kuchit rudanti achyuta chintaya kuchiti hasanti nandanti vadanti alaukikaha nrityanti gayanti anshulyantajam. Some people will be going on weeping. Hey, why are you weeping? Bhagavan has not yet come. I can't get a glimpse. They weep for the Lord. And somewhere they are laughing. They remember some joke of Krishna. He is joking with his other person. And you are laughing. Hasanti nandanti vadanti alaukikaham. And they are talking. Not of this world. You can't understand what they are talking. They are talking something which is out of this world. You will not be able to understand. Bhavanti tushnim paramitya nirvritaham. Then finally, absolutely silent. All weeping is over. All laughing is over. They are absolute silent. Now, no thoughts in the mind. They just still, tushnim. Now, the Raja is asking, karma yogam matatanaham purusho yena samskritaham. You tell me that karma yoga by which one can take away the results of all the karmas which I am now doing. What is that karma yoga? He says, there are three types of karmas. Karma, akarma, vikarma. What is karma? Karma means only those actions which are prescribed in Vedas as to be done. And they may be either nitya or naimittika or prashchitta. Nitya means for each types of, say for Vaishyas and for Brahmins, for Thakurs, for each one of them, there are certain duties that are prescribed. Say in the morning, they will have to take Arghya and give it before Lord Surya. And like that, and they will have to do it with the Gayatri Mantra. Like that, they have been prescribed. Some will have to do the Gayatri Mantra daily. So these are all there. That is called the karma. Then what is vikarma? Whatever has been told in the Vedas not to do, they are all sins. Don't do. They are given pancha mahapatakas, pancha upapatakas. There are five great sins, five small sins. Like that they are given. So those things, say liquor is supposed to be a sin. So, like that they have given. Yes. So, that is called vikarma. That which is not the prescribed karma, which is a prohibited action, that is called vikarma. That is never to be done. Then, what is akarma? Akarma is, you do an action, but it is no action at all. An action is an action only when you attribute the authorship to yourself. I did. When the aham comes, and then only it becomes a karma. When you have been doing, it's all given in the books. So I am, all these things, whatever I do, whether it's nitya karma or naimittya karma. What is naimittya karma? There are certain days on which you have to do certain things. See, every Amavasya, one is supposed to do some worship for the ancestors. So, they are all called naimittika, seasonal. Another one is daily, another one is seasonal. And the third one is, you have done some things. So, your guru has prescribed, well, this yaga or yugya you have to do, then that will be washed away. So, that is called the prashchitta karma. as a retribution to what you have done, to remove it. We call it expiation. Karma karma vikarmeti vedavado nalaukikah. All these things, bhai, these are all told in the Vedas, and this is not to be done. This is not to be done by us. Because he says, Parokshavado Vedoyam Badharna Manushasanam. See, the Vedas, they never tell straight for who it is. So these are all meant for young boys, for them who start, it is given, not for others. People who are making a start. So, karma mokshaya karmani, you see, for getting rid of the karmas and its reaction, you are doing further karmas. By that, the retribution can never be permanent. You will again do the same thing. Kunjara shauchavati. See, the elephant, when you take it for a bath in the river and wash it completely, on the way it will take the mire, kichad, and then it will put it on us. So the same thing will happen to us. We will again and again do the same thing. It does not permanently eliminate the karmas. It is a temporary one. Yes. But what we should do is, Nacharyatyastu Vedoktam Swayamagyo Ajitendriyaha. A man who doesn't have a control over his senses and over his mind, she should not do what is given in the Vedas. You know why? The Vedas say, well, you do a sacrifice where you bring a cow and then sacrifice it. He'll say, what? If the very Veda has told elsewhere, don't kill. And now they themselves say, you kill. But here it is called alabhana. Alabhana means killing in a ritualistic way. Some mantras are told. With the result, the cow gets also a benefit. It does not come back to this world. It gets moksha. And it, otherwise, this cow, we don't know how many more births it has to take before it gets moksha. So it is given a shortcut also. That is why it has been allowed. And secondly, what is the other reason? The other reason is, in the earlier days also, the earlier days, whether Brahmins or whoever it was, they were all accustomed to take meat. They were all accustomed to take meat. Now, the taste won't go, even when he begins to do all spiritual exercises. So as such, you give him certain authorized channels when he can take some. So that he may not be free. Oh, today come on man, let us go to the hotel and eat meat. He won't do. He will do it only on those days. So like that you limit it first. You straight away if you say you leave it, he won't be able to. So you limit it. So these are all meant for limitations and finally eliminations. You will have to take it away. But this is the start for that. Naishkarmyam labhate siddhim rochanartha palashrutihim. So, you do things by dedicating that entire action to the Lord. That is called nishkarma or akarma. Then you get the siddhi of the nishkarmya for having done and having not done. You think you have done something, so long as you say that I didn't do, and the entire thing has been dedicated to the Lord, then there is no action done by you. It is as good as a no action. That's why it is called akarma. And then vidhino apacharayat devam tantroktena chakeshavam labdhanugra acharya tena sandarshitagavam. You get the blessings of your preceptor, acharya, and in the way which he has told you, you do the worship of the Lord, worship of the Deva, and do it completely, padya, arjya, then dupa, deepa, naivedya, all these things you have to do. then jani jani karmani yehi yehi swachhanda janma bhi chakre karoti chakre karoti kartava haristani brahmantunaham.
Please tell me, what are all the various deeds that God has done and God can do? He says, you are asking a foolish question. Dhrumila is now answering. It is easy to count the number of dust which are spread in the entire earth, but you cannot count the various things which the Lord is capable of and Lord has done. It's not possible for you at all. Somebody told, it is possible, I will get it done. Then he says, how? You want, if you have to write, you have to have ink. In the olden days, there was no ball pen. Even I had used. There is a powder which you bring, put it in water and made it. It is made into an ink. And there is a dip pen. I will dip it and write it, dip it, write it, dip it, write it. So this is how we used to do. When I was 8 years old to 10 years old, I was doing it. And Asitagiri samam syati kajjalam sindhupatre. Where will you get so much of ink powder? See, at the end of this world, there is a big mountain which is absolutely black in color. It is called Asitagiri, the black mountain. So I will bring that, make a powder of that. Then, all right, where is so much of water where you will put it and prepare the ink? Sindhupatre, I will make the entire ocean, because already the water is there. See, I will just mix it up. I get the beautiful ink. Kajalam sindhupatre. Then likati yadi varashaka lekhani patramudvi. And a pen. I will take a branch from the Kalpataru. Being a Kalpataru, it will do what it says. It will go out writing. So, Suratara Varushaka. From Surataru, there is a tree of the Devatas. So from Surgavali you can get it. Well, I will get one branch. Then Lekhani Hogya. Then for writing it, you require so much of paper. Who will manufacture it? That much of your all the words you collect, then it won't be sufficient. Don't worry, man. This entire earth, I will be going on writing on that. It is so big. So, Urvi, on this earth, I will use it. Then, who should write it? Likati adi grihitva sharada sarvakalam. I will call Saraswati. Hey, you will write. I will dictate, you will write. And how many hours? Sarvakalam, morning to evening, she will be given no time because she is God. She doesn't have time for tea or time for coffee. There is no necessity. So she will write. Likati adi grihitva sharada sarvakalam. Hey, you do all that, but you can't finish the Lord's qualities and what all He did. You can't. It will still go behind, beyond all these things. So this is a shloka. The same thing He has told. It is not possible. And then slowly He was telling how He was born as Rishabhadeva. How he was born as Vamana, Bhutvata Vamana Imam Aharat Balishvam. So he came as Vamana and he applied some cunningness and he sent Bali Chakravarti to the earth, below the earth, like that, all those things. And (clears throat)
Another question is, Bhagavantam harim prayaham na bhajanti atma vittamaham desham ashantakamanam kanishta avichidatmanam.
Avichidatmanam kanishta. People have not controlled. Atma means the heart, the mind, and also the self. So here they are meaning the mind. So the people have not been able to have a control over their mind. Such people, ashanta kamanam, so as they are unable to control it, there are so many desires coming one after another. You even fulfill everything, still there will be so many left. Ashanta kamanam. So kanishta, where will they go? What is their final destination?
Na bhajanti avajananti sthana drashta patantyadha.
Well, there is no need to ask. They fall down, down, down. Patantyadha. They fall down. That's all they do. Those who do not worship me, those who specifically insult me, such people will go down. Then,
Dushanta parakayeshu swatmanam harimishwaram mritake sanubandhesmin baddhasneha patantyadham.
People who do not believe that others have got the Lord in their heart, so people who think, oh, this fellow is my bad neighbor, this fellow is my good neighbor, so parakayeshu means others' bodies, and they hate them because they don't believe that God lives in them, that God is in them. So such people, what they will do, all their attachment is towards their sanubandhe, to all their anushets. Who are their anushets? Wife, son, friends, relatives. Their anubandha means their the surrounding people, that's all. They all patantyadha, they fall down. And you see such people, atmanam ghatayanti te, they destroy their own self. It is a suicide of yourself, atmahana. Then the king is asking another question.
Kasmin kale sa bhagavane kimvarnakidisho nribhi namna va kena vidhena hujjate darihochyatam.
See, the time has been divided into Krita Yuga, then what is the other one? Dwapara Yuga, Satya Yuga, and lastly Kali Yuga. So in each of those places, is the same God worshipped in the same way, or do they worship him in different ways? If so, in by what sort of prayers they worship him? He says, in each he is done a different way. For instance, in Krita Yuga, Krite Shukla Chaturbahu Jatilo Valkalambaram, the Lord is considered as purely white. He has got four hands, he has got a jata, and he doesn't wear the tiger skin and all that. They wear the outer portion of the trees. That they remove it, that is called Valkala, and that only he wears. And Bibhradanda Kamandalu, he is having a danda and a kamandalu. Like that they worship. Ishvara Purusho Vyaktaha Paramatme Iti Giyate. Then he is also supposed to be one who doesn't have a form. Then we call him Paramatma. Then Treta Yam Rattavarno Savu. In Treta Yuga he is red in color. Like that. Then, because you asked, and the main thing is that Kali Yuga is coming. That is what is more important for us. He says, what are the two shlokas which everybody should do daily?
for worshipping God in Kali Yuga. I thought it is there in an unknown place here. I was surprised when our Panditji in our Guha, when he was doing all the some sort of havans, he used to tell these two shlokas. So it is being told. The first one is, the two are beautiful ones. It is in the 5th adhyaya of Ekadasi Skanda. They are 33 and 34. Deyam sada paribhavagnam avishtadoham tirthasvadam shivavirinchinutam sharanyam. Lord, you are always to be meditated on. Deyam sada. Always one should meditate on you only. Then, paribhavagnam. I may get defeated in this world, but the Lord will kill that defeat and He will convert it into a success for you. He is capable of doing that. Paribhavagnam. You see, there is a church and there is a young boy. He used to ring the bell at the time of the puja there. They call it the vespers. So at that time, he will ring the bell. His father was a bell boy till he died. So this was given to him. So he was doing it. He was absolutely illiterate. He had known only this. And in due course, he had married, he had children, and still he was doing that. By that time, the fame of that church had spread everywhere. And people used to say, whenever you have a problem, you come and sit here from morning to evening, you pray to him, the matter is settled. You will get what you want. And everybody said, this has happened to me, this has happened to me, this has happened to me. Then a lot of foreigners began to come and they used to get whatever they desired, they got it. And then a new board has taken over. Then they said, look here, now a number of foreigners are coming. There is no use of keeping our fellows who do not know English. They have to talk to them. Then only, you know, we'll get more money and all that. So they said that every employee should know very good English to talk and to read. He'd have done at least up to the 7th standard. And he will be given 1 month's time. And if he's not prepared, 1 month's pay will be given in advance. They will say goodbye. Get out. And the one who was doing the bellboy, he was called the verger. That's a church term used for the one who rings the bell, the verger. They called this verger. One day, the new board, they said, look here, you have to learn English to the extent you can understand everybody's accent. The foreigners will be speaking with a peculiar accent. And you should be able to talk back to them. You should have knowledge up to the 7th standard. I do not know ABCD. I do not know even Hindi or EE. I am an absolute illiterate. See, I have put in here a lot of years. More than 20, 25 years I have put in. So, please, give me exemption. Nothing doing. This is a fixed rule here. Come on, here is 100 rupees, your next month's pay, go away. Your this month's pay 100, your next month's pay 200 rupees, get out. He was shocked. After so many years, he never imagined a day will come when he will be sent out as if there is a recession. And he was not himself. He couldn't think straight. He was going on Mall Road, a long road, and The mall road exists almost in all cantonments, Meerut, Kanpur, and it's a very, very long road. In somewhere they of course changed the name as Mahatma Gandhi Road, but it is mall road, even people still call it as mall road. And he was going for 6 kilometers. He was very much in need of one cigarette. No cigarette and nothing was available. And he saw a very bad, oh my Lord, 5 kilometers and not a single shop. An idea came to him. Originally when he came, he first went inside, stood before Christ and told, "Are you made up of stone? I am sure you are made up of stone. If only you had a little life, you would have seen my condition. You would have got exemption for me. You did nothing for me for having done this." With what sincerity I was ringing the bell. When I rang the bell, I never thought of anything excepting you. And this is the reward you are giving me. And he went away with all anger. He was going. And now that he saw there was not a single shop for either bidi or cigarette, and he came, there was a shop where it is written, well, this will be kiraime. Well, this will be rented out. So he goes and asks them, they say, 50 rupees per month. And the next shop was doing all the things. He gave 50 rupees, booked it. And he stopped it, because very near there was a school. He stopped it with a lot of lollipops and some other sweets and cigarettes and all these things. He himself sat there for the next day. His business was going perfectly okay. Within 2 years, he had opened 4 branches in the entire Meerut. See? He became highly affluent. He was not aware, he was putting everything in in those days, the rate of interest for savings bank was 2.5%. That's all he put, he never knew anything. Then his manager once called him, "I would like to meet you. Can you come today evening?" So he went to him. He said, "You have got nearly 1 crore. Why don't you put them in some investments? In my wife's name, I got so many applications for various companies and all that. And I can help you to choose." "Okay, you do what you like." She took some applications. He put 50,000 in one, 50,000 another, 50,000 another and all that. And then he said, "Please sign." He gave his Parker pen. He said, "Sorry, sir, I don't know how to sign." "What? You are a crorepati and you don't know how to sign? My Lord, if only you were educated a little, what will you be?" He said, "I'll be ringing the bell at 10 rupees per month." That's all. So he got a paribhava. Paribhava means a defeat. But paribhavagraham, he converted it into a success, into an unimaginable success. So this is what God can do. Paribhavagraham abhishtadoham. Whatever you want, you can milk the Lord. He will give. It will all come to you. Abhishtadoham tirthaspadam. And this Lord's holy feet, it is tirthaspadam. It is the place where all auspiciousness grow, that it is equal in itself to a Ganga and all purifying agents. It purifies anybody and everybody who comes into contact with it. Shiva virinchinutam sharanyam. These are the feet in which Shiva and Brahma, he is called Virinchi Brahma. So they all come and bow every day, morning and evening. This is the place. Shiva Virinchinutam Sharanyam. If at all you go and surrender yourself, what is the surrender yourself to another pauper like me? If you surrender yourself to a rich man, then he will give you something. So the Lord has got everything. He is the one who is fit for approaching, for surrender. Brityartiham. Whenever we get any sort of sorrows or miseries or tribulations, he will take it away. Brityartiham. Arti means that trouble, that miseries. Pranatapala bhavabdhipotam. Lord, your holy feet, it is the one boat which can take you across this entire samudra, the entire ocean of this empirical world. Vande mahapurushate charanarvindam. You are the mahapurush, you are the greatest of persons. I bow to you again and again. This is one. The other one is, it is a bit of to understand it. Tektva sudustyaja surepsita rajyalakshmim. He takes the avatar of Lord as Ram. Ram, this Kosal Raja, even the gods have got an eye. Oh my Lord, it is so rich, it is so prosperous. How to take it away from Dasharatha? So, Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi, this is a kingdom which even the gods were having an eye on. They wanted to annex for their own. And he left it. Tiktva, it is impossible to leave it, such a thing. Still, at one level, because your father told, you just left. Dharmishta Adhyamachasa Yadaga Dharanyam. Not only you left it, you went the other way. 14 years you are banished to a forest. You went with all love towards your father. You never blamed him. You were happy to go with all pleasure and not pressure. Maya Mrigam, and he gives two contrasts. This he did, it's okay. Tektva Maya Mrigam Daityapsita Manvadhavat. There was a magical deer which was going. Otherwise, have any of us ever seen a golden deer made of gold? And here it was. And no wise man will run after it. Because his wife told, I want it, I want it. He ran. Does it denote a wise man? How can you call him as Mahapurusha? The next word is, Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Hey Mahapurush, how can he be a Mahapurush man? He a man who left everything because his wife told he is running after a deer. How can he be a Mahapurush? This was worrying me for a long time. Then suddenly it struck me. In Ramcharitmanas there is a description that Ravana goes to his mama Maricha to request him, you take the form of a deer and you decoy Rama and Lakshmana away from Sita. Then I will go in the form of a yogi and I will take her away, I will kidnap her. Maricha said, Ravana, you have never come into brass tacks along with him. You have never seen him in work. I have seen him. Along with my mother and my brother Subahu and my mother Tataka, our first conflict was with this Ram. This Ram straightway killed both those people, my mother and my elder brother. Because I was a child, he didn't want to kill me. He put one particular type of astra against me, which took me away some 80,000 kilometers off and put me in this place. Since that day I am only worshipping Ram, Whenever the word ra is used by anybody, I just shiver. Ratnanicha, ratanicha. When somebody says ratha, or when did he say ratna, I thought he is telling about Ram. So I am so afraid now. So Ravana, please heed me. Don't interfere in this affair, you move away. Ravana was a dhurta. He was a wicked fellow. He didn't heed. He only threatened his mama. Look here. Either you go as a deer, or I am going to kill you with this sword. And then go. That's all. Over. Then Maricha said, Baba, why should I die out of this hand of this poppy, this sinner? I would rather die in the hands of the Lord. He said, okay, I am coming. And Ravana is going, and behind him Maricha is going, and Maricha is thinking that I don't remember that Chaupayi. Then he says, I'll be going as a deer, and Rama and Lakshmana will be following me. As often as possible, I will turn my head and I will look at their face. I'll be just enjoying them. And you will find both their eyes is full of compassion to me and love towards me. Who can describe it? Only for that I am prepared to die in their head 100 times if necessary. I will go, and I'll be going on looking at them again and again, again and again. I wish I could walk backwards, as it is not possible. This is the only way. Thus, Maricha had vowed that the Lord will come and he'll be looking at the Lord. He didn't want to disappoint his bhakta. And that is why he said, let people call me a buddhu, let people call me stupid, I will go after this Maricha, because I have to keep up his vow that he'll be looking at me. If I don't go, whatever he thought, he's a great devotee, how many years he had been thinking of me, so I have to. And that is why he is a Mahapurusha, who didn't bother if the world called him stupid. He said, my devotee's word has to be kept. So that is why he is a Mahapurusha. Vande Mahapurushate Charana Aravindam. These are the 2 shlokas which are supposed to be told daily in this Kali Yuga. And now he says, look here, everybody wants to be born in Kalikal. Kalamichanti Sambhavam. Everybody wants to be born in this Kali Yuga. Yato Vindeta Paramam Nahyata Paramolabham Yatra Sankitne Neva Sarva Swartho Bilabhyate. You need not do tapasya, you need not do any big havan or sacrifice or yagas and yajnas. Simply you take his name and you go on giving his gunaganas. That's all. Lord, how completely compassionate are you? You never know me as Maricha, but as a Lord you know me very well. I am one of your creations only. Like that. Only by taking the Lord's name in this birth, you get your goal. There is no other Kriti Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Satya Yuga, nowhere else you can get it. So even devatas want, we want to be born in Kali Yuga. Like that. Thus the Bhagavata's dharmas, they delineated, and they took leave of the king Nimi. Okay, we answered all your questions. By there, they left by the aerial path, invisible, they went away where they wanted. Now, Krishna is ruling is continuing to rule in Dwarka. Brahmaji was sent by all the devatas. Hey, it is a long time that Krishna has gone and now he is not prepared to come back. He is there. And you have to go and remind him that Vaikuntha is completely vacant. He has to come back. How long will he be there? His purpose has been served. His purpose was to reduce the burden of the wicked people on this earth. And he has done it sufficiently well. Now it is time for him to return. Brahmaji, you go there. Whenever somebody has to get a beating, Brahmaji is sent. Because he was the under-secretary. Whenever secretary says, well, when somebody else says, he has to go. Nobody will order a secretary, but under-secretary will be ordered by everybody. Poor fellow. So, Brahma comes there and he began to praise Lord Krishna first. Natasmatu enatha padaravindam. Well, we all bow at your feet and all that. He goes on praising him a lot. And he says, and he just went into the air and is standing there. And then he is going to give the message. Because if he felt that Krishna becomes violent, he can run away. So he doesn't come down. Ambarama Shitaham. See, our Vyasa, every word he uses with a purpose. We may not understand, this is a different issue, but everything. And sometimes he uses two meanings, three meanings. I don't think in any language you have got where you can express several ideas, more than one idea in the same verse. At that time, I didn't tell you, when Krishna was grazing his cows in Vrindavan in those days, he used to go and sit by the side of a pond. And that pond was full of lotuses, beautifully blooming lotuses, and a very light and beautiful scent was used to come out of it. And the air, the wind used to blow so nicely. They say, Manda Shitala Sugandhit. It was slow, so he should not feel as if it is beating him. And it was slow. And then Sugandha, it was full of fragrance, like that. So he says, Padmakara Sugandhinam. Then it sought Vayunas Prishtam. So when he sits there, Padmakara Sugandhina. Padma means lotuses. Akara means a storehouse. A storehouse of all lotuses. That means a lot of lotuses are there. So, in that pond, that Sugandhana, Sugandhena, Padmakara Sugandhina Vayuna. That Vayu is that air which is blowing, the wind which is blowing, it was full of fragrance. Yes. This is the meaning that all the commentators have given. But there is another meaning for it. It is a long time since Krishna has come to this world. So Lakshmi was highly worried and afraid that Krishna might forget her. Later on he will come and say, who are you? So she doesn't want to announce herself. I am Lakshmi, once I was your wife. So, Padma Kara Sugandhina, you can again divide it. Padma means Lakshmi. Kara means her hand. It so happens that all the divine ladies like Parvati, Saraswati, Lakshmi, each one had a special scent of their own. Nobody else can imitate it. Whenever the present Queen Elizabeth, she goes anywhere, she will wear her tailor has got a strict instruction. Nobody else should be given similar stitching and similar model. Only the queen alone can wear it. That one. All of these are prohibited. So, similarly, each scent can be worn only by that lady and nobody else. It is a natural scent of the body. It was not an intimate scent from Paris. That's all. And Padmakara. So, she was afraid that he might forget. So, in the night she used to come, she used to touch all the lotuses which are there in that pond. So, by putting her hand, Padmakara, so they all became fragrant. Padmakara Sugandhina. So, when Krishna came and sat there, this is my wife's scent. She has come to remind me. For that purpose. See, this sort of meanings only Vyasa can give. I don't think with such beauty, her beauty is different, the poems by Shelley and all that, but this time you can't have. Now, God called Uddhava. Okay, he told him, okay then, I am coming shortly, and when once I go, Lokoyam Udvelena Virinshati, the entire ocean will come and completely take away this Dwarkapuri and all that. This entire portion is going to nash, destruction. It will all be destroyed. Yasyam Bhavanam Brahmanim Etadante. So when I finish that job, then I will come home. So Brahman, is it okay? Whatever you said, I have heard. Go back. So he went back. And the only one who was hearing it at that time was Uddhava. He never used to leave his side. So when Brahmaji went away, he came to Lord Krishna, bowed his head and told Krishna, Samhatyenam kulam nunam lokam santyakshate bhavan. Now I have heard, you are going to destroy this entire Yaduvamsha and you will go back. But have you thought of this? Naham tavang rigamalam kshanardham epikesava. Lord, even for half a second, I can't be separated from your holy feet. I can't. Tektam samsaye nathe. So, sudhamanaya mamapi. You please take me to Vaikuntha along with you. Please. I can't leave it. So the best thing is, and you can't postpone, this is a divine order, divine plan of things, program. You can't do otherwise. So the best thing is, you take me. So dhama naya mamapi. Me also you take to your dhamma, to your place. Not only me. Katam tvam priyamatmanam vayam bhaktas tajemahi. There are so many of our bhaktas. And you are their very lives. And how can they remain separated from it? Uchishta bhojano dasaham tava mayam jayemahi. If you are here, you will only take your uchishta. The food polluted by your taking, that whatever the balance is left, we will take it. And by that alone, we will be able to defeat this maya. Mayam jayemahi. Tudvartya tarishyamaham tavake dustarantamaham. Vayantiva mahajogin brahmanta karma vrtsasu. Yes, we are all being some action or other. So punya, papa, papa, punya is all going on. But in between, by taking your name, by taking your stories, by repeating them, this entire darkness of ignorance, we'll be able to cross it in no time and we'll get our moksha. We will only do this much, Svarantaha Kirtiyantaste. We'll be remembering you and we'll be talking about you and we'll be singing about you. That's all. And Bhagavan says, look here, I came only for certain purpose. That purpose is over for me. And you also don't stay here. Navastavyam toyevehem mayatikte mahitale. Why? Samudraha satme khunyam purinchaplavishati. 7 days from today, this entire Dwarka Nagari will be completely washed away by this ocean. Nothing will remain. So you get out of this place. What will you do? Mayyavishya manasamyakri samadrik vicharir vigam. You go around this earth, but at all times, keep your mind in me. Your mind should be kept in me and samadrik. You look at all as God. These are the only two injections and you will get through. Sarva bhutasu chantaham jnana vijnana nischayaham. You will be the friend of all the beings. You will never be perturbed at any time. You will be always absolutely shanta, peaceful, highly peaceful, and with a firm understanding of the jnana and the vijnana. What is jnana and what is vijnana? To hear that there is a terrace here, very nice terrace, that is jnana. And when the trustee himself takes me there and shows it me, see here, and there is vijnana. Because now that you have experienced it, so that experiential knowledge, the theoretical knowledge is called the jnana. That experiential knowledge which comes out of your experience, that is called the vijnana. That vijnana comes only by practical experience. When once you come across the Lord directly. Pashyan madatvakam vishvam na vipadyeta vaipunaham. The entire world you will see, it's all God, God, God. Nothing else is there. Everywhere you will see me. And doing like this, you will never have any danger, any calamity, including the calamity of being born again. That's all. You will get your moksha. And Uddhava tells him, Jagoyam duskaro bhumanne kamanam mushyatmabihi sutarantayi sarvatmanne abhaktairitimevatihi. You see, people who are interested, whose mind is fully governed by all the objects of this world. Vishaya means all the objects of this world. For them, they will be always having desires. It will be impossible for them to leave everything and then be only thinking of you. It will not be possible. So, when this is the case, absolutely people who are not your devotees, what can they do, poor fellows? So you tell something. So you tell me how to do it. That's all. This is mine. This is I. All these stupid ideas have to go. And if I have to do as you are telling, well, if that all goes, then samsadhayami bhagavanne anushadhi vrityam. I shall do it. Then you can command me. Please do it and I will do it. Now, Bhagavan says, now, how we can do it? While we are embroiled and completely entangled in these worldly things, how to get devotion to the Lord? I don't have time. It's all right, you can say, you go on thinking of me, you go on singing. If I go on singing, rice will come from where? I have to go and work, man, in the office. So how to do it? He said, well, you have to learn from gurus. The nature itself, the greatest guru. Whatever things are in the nature, each one teaches you something. Like that, I had 24 gurus from nature itself. And that is why I learned. Once it so happened that a king called Yadu, he was going somewhere. And there he found Abadhutam Dijam Kanchite Charantavagato Bhayam. There is a Avadhuta, completely, he had only one loin cloth and no other clothes. And he was going, he was full of happiness. He was bursting with happiness. And he was going anywhere, everywhere. He had no place to sleep, he was happy. He will sleep on one side of the road. Chatu the king observed him. And one day he asked him, how is it you are able to? Katam bhavan lokam vidvam charati bhalavati. Like a child, it is a child who didn't know anything. It will be going everywhere. Even when a thief comes, it will say, uncle, what are you called? I am called a thief. Thief, uncle, I can call you? So he doesn't know who is a thief. So in the same way, you are not aware of anything and absolutely without any fear, you are going everywhere. Can you tell me the secret of it? How do you do it? So I should also like to do it. Then, see, everywhere, janeshu dakhyamaneshu kama lobhata vagninam natapyase agninam ukto. See, all the people here, they are all being burnt. Burnt by what? Kama lobha davagnina. There is a very big fire, forest fire. And that fire is called kama and lobha. Desire and more desires. That is called greed. Desires and greed. By this, everybody is burning. Their body is burning. I find you alone are just going everywhere, very happily. How do you do it? Then, Tumina Prachadam Brahmanim Atmanyananda Karanam Bruhis Prashavi Yenasya. Please, this Atmananda, you are happy in yourself, you are not bothered about outside. How do you do it? Then the Avadhuta says, I have got so many preceptors, 24 I have got. So on seeing them, I take lessons from them. So I am absolutely happy and I am going as a vagabond wherever I want without any destination. What are those 24 gurus? Prithvi, this earth, then next is from the vayu which goes on everywhere, from the wind, from the space, from water, from fire, from the moon, from the sun, from a pigeon, and from a python. We have very big serpent like this. That's called a python, ajigar. And from the ocean, and from the moth. Moth is that, I mean, the one which goes at night without that putting on the switch, light comes and goes, light comes and goes, jugunu, jugunu. Ye jugunu, wo patanga. Then madhukrit, the madhukrit means the one which does the honey, there's the bees. Then an elephant, and the fellow who takes away the honey from the entire thing, a hunter or whoever it may be. Then, from a deer I learned. From the fish I learned. Then, there was in once in the Mithila Nagari, a prostitute known as Pingala. Oh Lord, I learned a lot of Vairagya from her. Then there is a hawk. From that also I learned. And from a child I learned. There is an unmarried girl, fit for marriage. I learned a lot of things from her. I learned a lot of things. And there is an arrowsmith, a fellow who was preparing arrows. I learned something from him. Sarpaha, from the serpent I learned something. Urnanabhi. Urnanabhi is a term for spider. Makdi. Makdi ka jaal kehte hai, makdi. So, this is called Urnanabhi. Urna means un. Nabhi means from here. From its nabhi it creates all these things. So it is called Urnanabhi. Then Sipeshakrut, wasp. Wasp is something stronger than the bee. If a bee bites, you can escape. If a big wasp bites, it's very difficult to escape. That is there. A wasp bit me in Ramanashram last year. 4 months it required for it to be okay. Till that time it was paining and it was there. The swelling was there in the hand. So these are the 24 people from whom I learnt. Now, tomorrow we'll start. So as to what lesson he learnt from all these 24 gurus. And then we will also know the secret of how to be happy. We will also follow them. Hari Om. Swasti prajanabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahimahisha gobrahmane bhasya bhamastritam lokasamasta sikino bhavantu kale varshat parjanya prativisa sejalani deshoyam chobarhitam भूसुरा सन्तुर्भयाः सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणाय इति समर्पयामि नारायण 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 नारायण